The following is a paid advertisement. The opinions, viewpoints, and promises made during the following program are not those of KHOW, its staff, management, or parent company, iHeartMedia Incorporated.
This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Time now for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Heard weekly on stations all over Colorado. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are Colorado injury attorneys. But for the next hour, they'll answer questions and provide advice on any legal matter, including wills, real estate, bankruptcy, contracts, and more. Call in now. 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. And now, here are your hosts, live in the studio, Gary Bell and Brad Pollock.
I had a friend was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball fire, make you love like a fool.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go.
I was walking in.
Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. The only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock, and we're ready to rock and roll for you. It's legal rock and roll time. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. What a refreshing event this morning. We're going to talk law with you. This is not a political show. There's plenty of places you can go to rail against anything, any side you want. Not here. This is purely law talk, and we are talking law. We've done it for years. 303-713-8255, 713-8255. And today we're on part 35 of our Car Accidents 101. And remember, Car Accidents 101, we developed it, we invented it. It's the basics, but it applies to any type of injury claim. Remember that we call it Car Accidents 101 for a reason. It's convenient. A lot of injuries are caused by car accidents. And so there you go, bingo. But it applies to slip and falls, trip and falls, premises liability injuries, bicycle car injuries, pedestrian car truck injuries, big rig accidents, 18-wheelers. It applies to that. These rules that we're talking about apply to all those type of injuries, motorcycle injuries, hit and runs. You know, we have a book on hit and run, but this applies to that. And so you can take these principles and apply them to any injury, even though we call it Car Accidents 101. If you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, that's championsofthepeople.com, we've got it all laid out for you. All the parts, we're up to part 35. Our shows are there. I mean, you can listen to the show, you can look at the checklist, you can look at the narrative. I mean, we've covered a lot of ground so far, but we have a lot of ground to cover. Wow, I just didn't know there was that much involved. Well, there is. Everything from liability to insurance company operations to how they try to trick you to how you develop your own strategies to how to your medical treatment to your care. Who cares about you? What rules you can do, what you can do and what you can't do. That's what we're covering in Car Accidents 101. Today we're on part 35 and we're still talking about, you know, ways. We call it the 10 ways, but there's many more than 10 ways. Let's just call it the 10 ways in Colorado of what you can do or not do that will kill your own injury claim. Absolutely kill it. All right? Hurt it, maim it, throw it out the window. And so, you know, Brad, when we get into this subject, we always talk about, you know, you have the scene. We've covered that. We had that on Car Accidents 101. You know, what do you do? How do you approach the other driver? But we always come back to that the insurance company for the at-fault party wants to take your statement, you meaning the injured victim. And under no circumstances should you ever do this without an attorney, period. I mean, sometimes Brad and I tell people when they call us, well, you don't need an attorney for this, you don't need an attorney for that. Well, you need an attorney. And so, Brad, let's just cover that because insurance companies want to take statements, but they want to take them in the first day or two of the accident, and their reasoning is, well, we got to figure out what happened. And our reasoning is, your victim, injured person, might be so, and probably still is, so confused, not sure of the details, has to get a clear head, and probably guesses. And if they guess wrong, it hurts them.
Well, yeah. You know, there's a statute in Colorado, it's CRS 1321-301, that an injured party, a statement given by an injured party in violation of specific statutes, can't be used as evidence in a court of law. And of course, that you're going to lose that right to have it. Now, that's one of a couple of statutes that can apply to how long an insurance company has to wait if the person is under medical care and is in the hospital or is under a doctor's care. They have to qualify that they have to be under medical care. But, you know, I say many times when you're doing a personal injury case, it's very hard for people to decide on what they should do. They've been in this crash. They've been hurt. They think they're hurt a little bit. They think they'll overcome it. Everybody's always been in their life by the time they hit 16 and has had a situation where they've been sore and they've had bumps and bruises and they've slept it off, and a couple nights later or a week later, they're feeling fine. People who play sports, high school sports, people who are involved in any kind of high school activity, they come back sore, they come back hurt, and they've always overcome it as teenagers. So when they're getting into these crashes, they think they can overcome that also. And what happens is that they don't see an immediate need to get a lawyer. And I have criticized, Gary, and I will continue to criticize any kind of ad or commercial from lawyers saying, if you've been hurt, you need to call us from the scene of the accident. If you've been in an accident and you've been hurt, what you need to do is you need to call the police, you need to call the doctors, you need to call the people that are going to take care of the other person and take care of you, and you need to deal with describing the accident on what happened and be accurate with respect to that. When do you get a lawyer? I'll tell you when you get a lawyer. The next day or 2 days later. That's when you call up a lawyer. That's when you call up Bell and Pollock. You call us up and say, I've been hurt. And the first thing we're going to tell you is, okay, we want to meet with you either via Zoom or via WebEx or via some other form that we can do it electronically, or we want to meet with you in person, and we want to go over what you should be doing, and we want to get you squared away. But you need to get a hold of the lawyer before you talk to the insurance company, period. And and you need to have not just, okay, I've talked to a lawyer. You need to be telling the lawyer, the insurance company wants to talk to me. The adjuster wants to talk to me. And you want to make sure that the adjuster's timing is not one where the lawyer can't be ready and on the phone and in the conference call, and where the lawyer can't talk to you, you're the victim, or the lawyer can't talk to you before the interview to make sure that you understand what's going to be addressed and you don't get fooled into some kind of mishap that is not accurate, but you're still living from the emotions of the crash.
Exactly. And sometimes, many times, almost all the time, people don't remember what distance they traveled after impact. People don't remember, precisely, come on. Well, they don't remember the speed of the vehicle that hit them. Would you know that anyway? They do remember they were hit very hard. And so when you start guessing and you feel like you got to give some information, and you start guessing and then you feel obligated, and that's kind of what they want you to do. Now, we got a break coming up. Before we have the break, I'm going to ask you a question. And you're going to answer this question after the break. In Colorado, we have a statute. Brad just referenced it. 13-21-301. Okay, it's a bunch of legal mumbo-jumbo. We have a statute, a law, that says insurance companies cannot interview or take a statement from an injured victim for the first 15 days after an accident if the injured victim is under the care of a medical care, doctor, whatever. Can't do it. And if you do it, It's void. That's what the statute says. But then they call up and say to you, well, you want to get your car paid for and, you know, towing charges paid for and storage charges paid for. And so if you don't give us a statement, we're not going to be able to figure out what happened in the crash. And if we can't figure out what happened in the crash, we're not going to pay you for your property damage. We're not going to pay you for your car. Have a nice day. All right. I want you to think about that during the break. How do we resolve this? How do we resolve this in your favor, the injured victim's favor? The statute says they can't do it. They say they're not going to pay you unless they do do it. Wow. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we're on your side. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind, right here, KHOW, 6:30, 7 o'clock in, every Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m. And we also simulcast this show at the same time live on KRDO, Colorado Springs. Welcome. And we also simulcast this show in Steamboat Springs, KEZZ 94.1. Welcome. And we also simulcast this show in Craig, Colorado, on the Big Flamethrower. That's what they call it in the business when you have a lot of wattage. Big Flamethrower in Craig, Colorado, K-R-A-I. Welcome. You all can call us at 303-713-8255. We're here to talk law. We can talk law with you, and we'll be glad to do it. And don't forget about our – we have many, many podcasts on injury subjects, right? Just go to wherever you listen to your podcasts and look up Legal Injury Hub or Bell and Pollock, and it'll pop right up. We have many podcasts that we've got and produced. We have a studio in our offices, and we do this right there. And we're glad to do it. We're glad to give you the information. We also have many, many radio shows for years. Years we created and produced 30-minute radio shows on injury subjects. Literally years. And they're on our website. And you can listen to them, right? You can listen to Car Accidents 101. You can go back to Part 1, Part 2, Part 11, Part 24. And in addition to that, we wrote 10 books on injury subjects, different injury subjects. They're all free for you. You know, I don't know about you, but free is good for me. I like free. So it's free for you. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy of any of our books right there, instantly. Or if you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm and we will send you or give you a hard copy for free. Wow. Yeah, pretty good. I like that. And then we do our 1 hour long Champions of the People Injury Show on 4 different venues every weekend, 1 hour long on a different subject. And I mean, we get with it. We've covered everything from neck injuries to, lanoaxial injuries, low back injuries, concussions, and you name it. Liability, big rig accidents, how you doing a big truck accident. And today, on KOA at 10 o'clock, we're not preempted this week by the Broncos. Here you go. So 10 o'clock, 10 to 11, we're talking about anatomy of an injury case. Anatomy of an injury case. How do you break it down? What are its component parts? You can learn, and you can protect yourself. Information is empowering. Okay. Back to Car Accidents 101. You have a statute. You guys know the answer? You have a statute that says insurance companies cannot take a statement of an injured victim for the first 15 days after an accident if they're under the care of a health care provider, basically, right? And then they call you up and say on day two, well, we need to take your statement because we need to find out what happened in the accident. And then, by the way, as a corollary, if you ask them, well, what did your insured, the out-of-fart party, say, they won't tell you. Well, can I get a copy? Did you take a statement of the out-of-fart party, your insured's, did you take a statement? Yes. Well, can we get a copy of it? No. Well, can you tell us what they said? No. But we, the insurance company, need your, the injured victim, statement, because if we don't get it, we're not going to pay you or talk to you about your car. All right, so Brad, there's a conflict there. So what happens is you, if you say, okay, I'll give you my statement, then you in essence have consented to waive the statutory protection because you are agreeing, right? You're consenting. It's like when you sign a release for your medical records, you're consenting to waive your HIPAA rights and somebody else can get your medical record. Well, you're consenting to this statement. And so Brad Polly, my partner of years, that's exactly why somebody should have an attorney right then.
Right. And you know, it's like I said, do I expect you to be calling them from at the time of the crash, from the scene of the crash? No. But do I expect you to be contacting a lawyer within a reasonable time after that? Yes. What's a reasonable time? Well, the legislature has decided that there's 15 days that need to be addressed with respect to if you're under the care of a doctor before a statement can be made. What's hard about contacting a lawyer and talking to them within that 15 days and getting some kind of help? That's when you need to be doing it. You need to be talking at least to the lawyer. You need to be contacting the lawyer within that first 15 days. And there's a lot of pressure coming down on you as the injured person. And a lot of that pressure is you're now having to get medical care. You're having to see doctors. That, how many of you can add into your busy lives right now going to see doctors and going to get medical care and adding that into all the other things you do in life right now and take a couple hours out of your day doing that? You're having to deal with a car. You may or may not have a car. Now, you know, a little sideline here is try to get an insurance policy where if there's a crash and your car is damaged, you can get a loaner car. You can get another car and you can have a car that you can drive. Because I can't tell you how many people find a crash to be devastating because they don't have another car that allows them to get to the doctor, that allows them to go on with the things they need to do in life. And then they're stuck trying to get their car resolved, the damage to their car resolved. And they're having to give statements to insurance companies. Yes, it's a property adjuster, it's somebody different, but they're having to give statements or they're having to do things that they wouldn't otherwise do because they're trying to rush to get the car taken care of. And what's an adjuster's favorite position during this time period? Well, I can't help you till you give me a statement. I can't do anything till you give me a statement. I need to sit down and talk to your insurer, to your client. We've got cases pending right now, Gary, where we've contacted the adjuster within a few days of the crash because thankfully the client called us first. And when we talk to the adjuster, what's the first thing they say? I can't help you till I get a statement.
You know, I can't help you unless you help me. Me, the insurance company, I can't pay for your car. Okay, so I mean, you need an attorney, but think about this a second. Think about how critical this is. That's a critical period of time when they want to take this statement. It is so refreshing if you're the injured victim, you're worried about your neck, you're worried about your low back, you're worried about going to work, you're worried about the fact that you can't work for a few days, you're worried about when you're going to go back to work, medical bills, how do you get your medical bills paid for, what's the relationship there? All that can be answered and handled by Bell and Pollock and your attorney, all of it, right? But most importantly, you hire an attorney and the attorney can navigate the waters with regard to taking this statement. And the burden and worry is off of you. I mean, you're going to have to give the statement, but you'll have your attorney, Bell and Pollock, with you right there and advising you. And they'll know you have an attorney right there. And so it changes the flavor. It changes the nature. It changes the culture in your favor. And that's what you want to do. Now, one more thing. And I want you to think about this hard. They do want to talk to you. They do want to figure out, you, the injured victim, how did this accident happen? Because we're not going to pay for your car. We're not going to pay for the storage fees. We're not going to pay for the towing fees. We're not going to give you a rental car, which we should give you. We're not going to give you a rental car unless you talk to us. But if you've given all that burden to your attorneys at Bell and Pollock, and then we can set up the statement, you know, we can make sure you're clear-headed enough to give the statement, and that you're not guessing – Well, you know, what was the exact speed of the car that hit you? How far did they travel between from the time that you say they ran the red light till the impact, till the point of impact? What happened to your body parts inside the accident when there was a collision? Did you hit your head on the windshield? I don't remember. Well, you might remember in 2 days. You might remember in 3 days. You might look at the fact that they treated you for your left side of your temporal lobe in the emergency room because it was red, swollen, and they suspected maybe a subarachnoid hemorrhage or internal brain bleed. You might look at that, and then people forget things. But, okay, I want you to answer this question after the break. We've mentioned twice, three times already in the show, that the Colorado legislature passed a statute that says the insurance company cannot take a statement of an injured victim for the first 15 days if the victim has been injured and is under the care of a health care provider, basically. And if they do, the statement is void. It's void. Here's what I want you to think about during the break. The legislature of the state defined 15 days, not 2 days, not 1 day, not even a week, basically a little over 2 weeks for your head to become clear, your thoughts to become clear, for you to realize what has happened to you, how it happened, and why it happened. Right? 15 days. And they want to take your statement the next day. You call Bell and Pollock. You go to championsofthepeople.com. And you will have a comfort zone and a legal zone. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Grab your legal coffee, your legal bagel. What flavor is your legal bagel this morning, right? Is it blueberry, apple crisp, cream cheese, or is it something homemade, scratch made from Caitlin's? Let's find out. Let's talk to Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing today?
We're doing great.
Doing well, Eric.
What's cooking over there?
You know, we got everything cooking over here. I heard you mention, I think you said blueberries. We do blueberries on our pancakes, our scratch-made pancakes. So it's not a bagel, but it's a pancake, but it's blueberry too, and it's really, really good. But everything else, of course, is always available. That's everything breakfast, and that's everything lunch. You know, we do this thing from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single day of the week. So if it's a two-egg plate with a ham steak or some bacon, or maybe it's a chimichanga or a tamale platter, it's ready to go. Maybe it's an omelet. Maybe it's a burger with fries, but it's all ready to do. And it looks really gorgeous out right now, so if you're out listening and you're running around, stop by and check out our patio before it gets really, really hot in the afternoon. It's gorgeous out there right now. But if you want to come and dine inside when it gets a little warmer out there, we've got the flat screens on. You can check out everything happening here in Colorado on the screens and sports as well. So we're just looking to have a really good weekend.
Hey, Eric.
Yes?
Last week we talked pancakes. Today we talked the Southern. Okay.
Ah, the Southern. Let me tell you about the Mile High Southern. I know that's a big favorite of yours. You know, that is a mountain of hash browns loaded with the diced bacon and sausage on top of that, and our cream gravy over that, a little bit of cheese, your choice of an egg on top, and you get a slice of toast or a pancake, or maybe it's a flour tortilla on the side. Can't beat it. Sometimes people get the Southern with the gravy and the green chili mixed. That's actually a pretty good combination. You know, when I first saw it, I wasn't real sure about that, but it looks really good and does taste really good. So that is the Mile High Southern. We've got a variety of other ones, too. You know, our meat choices are carne adobada, which is our slow-roasted pork. If you want to do chorizo, we've got that. You want to do chicken or ham, bacon, and sausage, we've got those, too. So the Mile Highs are always popular, absolutely, and they are filling. So if you're hungry, that's a popular choice.
All right, I tell you what, I'm going back to the pancakes. Every time I talk to you about pancakes, I think of, you know, crisp mountain air, and I think of a grill, and I think about putting those in. And then I think about John Denver, thank God I'm a country boy, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
But we put a lot of cakes on our griddle, I can tell you that much for sure.
Okay, and here's, you can get blueberry, you can get raspberry, you can get banana pancake.
Yeah, you can get cheesecake pancakes.
You can get cheesecake.
Just pancakes.
You know,
absolutely.
So
that is so decadent. I can't believe you offer cheesecake pancakes. I just can't believe. I'll take a dozen.
Oh, you got it. No problem. You know, and I wanted to put out there real quick. We talked about the patio. We talked about the flat screens. But if you can't hang out with us. That's okay. We'll forgive you. There's a couple different ways you can still enjoy us. You know, you can go online to our website and order it that way. You can go to our Facebook page and do that too. You can always call us, 303-798-6600, and place that order right over the phone. We'll get you taken care of with quick order made quickly for you, and take care of your payment quickly as well. Get you on your way so then you can still enjoy us.
All right, and you will love it every bite of the way.
Absolutely you will. I guarantee it.
All right,
where we go, Eric. Where you at?
Oh, guys, we're at 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. That's one block east of Caldwell Boulevard. That's in the Glendale Shopping Center, guys.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, Eric, thanks.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, when the work's all done and the sun's settling low, got cakes on the griddle. Wow.
Well, you know.
Blueberry and homemade pancakes. And, I mean, what happened to our legal topic here on the show?
I mean, nobody cares.
What happened to that?
And I have stopped by and picked up the batter and gone home and made the pancakes.
The same day?
I mean, yeah, the same day. I go get it, and actually, I get it on a Saturday. I cook it up again on Sunday, and we have pancakes for 2 days in a row. These pancakes, you don't need syrup. I mean, it's great to have them. It's great to have the chocolate chips and the blueberries, but they're so good. And I just got to tell you, it's great to cook them up at home. And, you know, our summer days are going to be limited, folks.
I'm talking about crisp mountain air and cakes on the griddle.
That's exactly right.
Well, let's get back to law talk. We're talking law, 303-713-8255. And it's Steamboat Springs today on KBCR, our one-hour-long Champions of the People injury show. We talk about the progression of an auto injury case, the progression. Well, that sounds kind of boring, guys. Come on, the progression. Well, it's kind of eye-opening because the insurance company already knows the progression. You need to know the progression. Well, what does that mean? You need to know the steps. You need to know the strategies. And if you listen to our one-hour Champions of the People injury show on KBCR today, you will learn all those things and more. We're still talking about Car Accidents 101. We were talking about the statute. We were talking about 15 days. So if you have an attorney that represents you during the statute, basically you're waiving the protections of the statute, but you're going to get your car paid. You're going to do it the right way. And listen, we're not talking about making things up. We're talking about accurately and thoroughly remembering the accident, distances, what happened next, what happened here. Because why? Because Brad and I know right now that the insurance company, when they take your statement, many times are looking for a way to blame you for the accident. And I've told people that in my office, and I've seen a couple of them almost fall off their chair by saying, well, how do you say that, Gary? How do you say that, Brad? Because I was rear-ended. I was rear-ended. Well, what if they say your brake lights didn't work? That maybe you pulled in front of the person and then stopped. What if they say you were accelerating through a yellow light and they were following you and it's your fault if you would have stopped? Because that's just touching, that's just the tip of the iceberg. They can and will try to blame you. So if they can get something in the statement, Brad, that you're protected from, and you have no attorney protection, and you're not prepared, and you're not informed, they very likely get a statement against you, against your interest. You know, and most people, when they're involved in a situation as serious, most people, decent people, say, you know, I'm sorry. I have seen them use the words, I'm sorry, against you. I'm sorry. Well, you are sorry, but it's not your fault. Right?
Sure. I mean, you know, you can be sorry and not be blamed. But anytime you admit fault, that's going to be something they're going to try and use against you. So what we come down to is a way to ruin your personal injury claim is you wait too long to hire an attorney. You know, because an attorney can make some kind of order out of this. And that's important to do. Now, an attorney can't necessarily tell you which case is worth it the minute you walk in the door. And an attorney can tell you all the factors. At Bell and Pollock, we give you a legal game plan that's going to get revised and modified. It's going to discuss what you can and can't do, what you should or shouldn't do, how you're doing it. I can tell you one thing. We're not going to let you talk to an adjuster or anybody from the insurance company or anybody from the other side without us being on the line, without us being present, period.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so you have a comfort zone, you have a legal comfort zone that you're using Bell and Pollock the right way, and you're protecting yourself. Think of it like this. Some of you play virtual games, computer games, and some of you are still old-fashioned and you play board games. And I know a couple of people in my family back in Ohio that play board games. But, okay, doesn't matter. Board game, virtual game, doesn't matter. If you're going to start the game against a competitor, and the competitor already knows all the rules, but you don't know the rules of this game. You haven't played the rules of this game. Let's say you open up an old-fashioned board game, get the board out. Well, what are the rules? What are we going to do? But if they've already started the game, and then you're participating, but you don't know what you're doing, hello? If you start a virtual game, you don't really know what you're doing. You're just kind of, hello? Same thing here.
Here's an example. You know, the adjuster from the insurance company wants to take a recorded statement. They're going to take a recorded statement. Well, you know, most people don't realize, and it's important, I think, and in advance. And I've never allowed a recorded statement to be taken to my client without having an agreement with the adjuster that they're going to transcribe that recorded statement and they're going to send a copy of it to me, so I can have a copy of the recorded statement. So I know exactly what was said, and we have it down in writing. Not that they get it, and I don't get it.
I bet it's zero if I ask you, how many people out there have given a statement to the insurance company and never even thought to ask for a copy of your own statement? And if they say, you say, before I give the statement, I would like a copy, your attorney, Bell and Pond, we'll work all this stuff out in advance. But if you say, I'd like a copy of my statement, and they say no, hello, that's a five-alarm fire. That's a fire engine coming at you. That's a freight train coming at you. I am going to take your statement, but you cannot have a copy of it. You can't have it. You can't see what the at-fault party said. You can't even see what you said. Are you thinking about this? Are we good? You give Bell and Pollock a call, 303-795-5900, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, right? And when you do, we can get hooked up. We can get going on a game plan. We can get going on a strategy for you and your family. Protect you and your family. And then you have a legal strategy. You have a legal comfort zone. You have a legal culture that's in your favor. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Ready? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been doing this show for years. We're ready to go for you. Phone number for our law firm is 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900, 5900. In the mountains, it's 970-870-8989. We have offices in Denver. We have offices in Steamboat Springs. We've been in Steamboat Springs since the 80s. And we've done cases, injury cases, in between all four corners of the state. I'm not sure you can name a place. Maybe you could, but I'm not sure. In between Cortez, Durango, Sterling. I can't name them all. We have years of experience that you can put to work for you and your family. You want a legal game plan? Yes. You want experience? Yes. You want knowledge? Yes. You want a strategy? Yes. Most importantly, you want a strategy. You want to be able to understand what's required of you, what you can do, what you cannot do, what you should not do. Right? You get all that from Bell and Pollock. We preach for years. You get a free initial consultation, but all injury lawyers say that. You get a free initial consultation. Come see me. Well, at Bell and Pollock, you get that, plus you get a free legal game plan. So don't call those other guys. Call Bell and Pollock. It's easy. If you've been injured, call us right now. 303-795-5900. Okay, today we're talking about car accidents 101. We want you to be protected and to be informed. So, and before I get there, our Champions of the People Injury Show in Colorado Springs runs on KRDO today. We said welcome to you folks before, but it's 11 till noon, right? And it's on 105.5 FM and on 1240 AM. So that's 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. And today we're talking about insurance companies they want to delay. Why? You know, for years, and I think we still use it in our law firm, the three Ds. What are the three Ds? Delay, deny, defend. Delay. Delay many times works in favor of the insurance company. Delay, deny, defend. Okay, so you can learn all about it today on KRDO 11 to noon, and we're glad to do it. If you have questions, you can call our law firm at any time. Okay, another way that you could absolutely kill your injury case is what we're covering today on Car Accidents 101. We covered last week, we're covering today, is you've got to be, when you go to the doctor, you've got to be truthful. You've got to make full disclosure to the doctor. You can't think the following. Well, 2.5 years ago, I had a car accident, and I'm not going to tell the doctor about that car accident. Like, I just can't do that. So I'm going to do something worse. I'm going to deny in the medical record that I ever had a previous car accident. Folks, they will find it. They will find the previous car accident. They will find your inconsistent statement in the medical records. They will bring it to your attention, and they will bring it to your lawyer's attention, us. There's ways to try to handle this, and there's ways to handle it. But, Brad, generally, when you go to the doctor, I mean, one of the biggest killers is they look for you to misrepresent things to your doctor. They look for these to take a little notch here and a notch here and a hit here and a hit there.
And when I see that, usually it's so insignificant that what causes the problem isn't the fact that you had the previous car accident, because, you know, you get in the previous car accident and you go, okay, 2 years ago you had the previous car accident, and at the time that you had it, you went to the doctor and you weren't complaining about pain in the same part of your body and it had nothing to do with it, or a year later you had recovered in full from the injury and from the crash and everything was fine. And you just don't bring it up because you don't want to get into it, or you don't want to have to discuss it, or, you know, you think it's behind you, or you think it's insignificant. And so what stops being insignificant is the fact that you weren't completely honest with respect to what happened. And I hesitate over saying not completely honest, because you may still be being honest, because in your mind, this doesn't mean anything. You're not hiding it. You're just not bringing it up because it doesn't have any relevance. It's the same thing as, a year earlier, you went to the doctor because you fell asleep on the couch watching a movie, and instead of going to bed, and when you woke up the next day, your neck hurt really bad because you had crimped your neck while you were watching the movie while you fell asleep on the couch. So you go to the doctor the next day or within a couple of days to say, my neck hurts. And then, you get this form, or you talk to an adjuster, or you do an interview, and they say, have you ever been to the doctor for back pain or neck pain? And you go, no. And you're not even thinking about it. You're not even thinking that you went to the doctor for a quick, for some pain medication based on the fact you fell asleep wrong on the couch. And then they come in and they give you problems. Then they start saying, now you're lying. And you're a liar.
And you're hiding.
And you're hiding. And you're not hiding anything.
No.
It means nothing. But this is the way they twist and turn, because the goal of these people is to make a profit for their company. It's not to pay your claim. That's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to minimize what they pay you. And if they can use something that attacks your credibility or attacks you as a person or attacks your memory, they're going to try and use it. And what it means is, really, a lot of times what you want to do, or most of the time, I'd say 100% of the time really, is you want to get a hold of an attorney before you go into these examinations under oath, before you go in to a recorded interview.
We have to have convinced you that in this area, car accidents, and remember, it applies to all kinds of injuries, you're better off getting an attorney at the very get-go. Call Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5000. 5900. Don't call those other guys. Call us. We have over 40 years of experience, millions and millions and millions of dollars, thousands and thousands and thousands of satisfied clients over the years, right? We know every step the insurance company takes in advance of when they're going to take it. If you get educated at the beginning, you can win. You can win your injury claim. You know, Brandon, what you say is your points are well taken. Because people, I said this before, do you know, sitting here right now, you got your coffee there, you know what you said in your medical records 8 years ago? Are you listening? Do you know what you said in your medical records or what they say? The medical records say 4 years ago. Because many times you get in an injury claim, right? You're looking at the defense lawyer and insurance company now has your medical records pursuant to process, and they're asking you a question of a record entry 4 years ago. And you look at it, and then we take a break, and you come back, and we're talking together, attorney-client, together. And you say, that's not true. I never even knew that was in my record. That's not true.
Right.
You don't know what's in your record.
And some PA or some nurse or some doctor put something in that wasn't correct. They misunderstood it. They didn't get it right. It's not that they were bad people either. They're not bad people. They just were wrong in what they said. And nobody gets their records and corrects them.
Right. So, okay. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here for you every week. We're at our law firm every day and night for you. You can call us anytime if you've been injured. 303-795-5900. We have tried over the years to educate you and bring you the information that you need, and we're still at it. We're still at it. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, our podcasts, our shows, our books, 10 books on different injury subjects. All of this because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.